This is a mindfulness exercise to help with pain management. If it's possible, find a comfortable, quiet location. And if you can, see if you can sit down or lie down or get into a comfortable or as comfortable position as you can find. Ideally, it's good to do an exercise like this in a quiet environment where you won't be disturbed and you can focus all of your attention on this particular activity, which is mindfulness for pain. When you are in a comfortable position, just quickly scan your body. Scan your body from head to toes. Any area that's feeling tense or uncomfortable, see if you can relax that area. See if you can be aware of that area, the tension. And if it's possible, relax the muscles or your stance. If your shoulders are scrunched, see if you can relax them. And the anchor point with any mindfulness exercise is to bring your awareness, your attention, that wise part of yourself. That's especially the side that we want to build up, that side of ourselves that has the ability to simply observe, to notice, become aware. They are the buzzwords. Observe, notice, become aware. Bring your awareness, that wise side of yourself, to your breathing. And with this, we're going to try slow, deep breaths in a controlled manner, where the out breath is a little bit longer than the in breath. And this helps the body get to a state of feeling safe. And so with that, bring your awareness to your breathing, first of all. Just simply notice the fact that you're breathing. You're like a curious scientist who's discovered breathing for the very first time. It's like you've got it under the microscope and you're absolutely fascinated by it. You're letting the body breathe all by itself, just doing what it does automatically. And you're that curious scientist, just wanting to find out everything that's involved in that process of breathing. So next time you take a breath in, follow that path of air as it enters your body through your nose or your mouth, travels down the back of your throat, down your windpipe, turns that corner and starts to enter the lungs. And with that, notice how your diaphragm rises up and your chest expands to accommodate that air that's going into the lungs. And then notice how the body just stops that process automatically, and then you start to breathe out. And then see if you can follow the path of air as it exits your body, back up the windpipe, the back of your throat, and out through your mouth or your nose. And see if you can focus on that for one or two breaths. The breath going in and the breath going out. Observe the process. Notice what's happening. The breath going in, the breath going out. The breath going in, the breath going out. Work at your own pace. And again, what we're trying to do here is not change anything. We're simply becoming more aware of what is going on. We're calling upon that wise self within us that has the ability to just notice. And with this, we're simply noticing the process of breathing. The breath going in, the breath going out. And while you're doing this, the mind will chatter away. That's what minds do. Let your mind chatter away. And if one of those thoughts gets you hooked in and you lose concentration on what you're doing at the moment, which is focusing on your breathing, just be aware of what that thought was. Just notice it. See if you can let it go. It's almost like you're placing it on a leaf floating down the stream, and you can see it gently float away. Or it's a cloud floating effortlessly across the sky. You are the sky, and the clouds are your thoughts, and they come and they go. So if a thought does distract you, just notice that thought, let it go, like placing it on a leaf, on a stream, or it's a cloud floating across the sky, or whatever it is that works for you so that you can see that thought just drift away and bring your attention back to your breathing. And now I would like you to focus on that area that is troublesome for you with pain. With this type of exercise, we are going to let the pain in. We're going to let the pain do whatever the pain has to do. That can be a little bit scary at first because all we want is for the pain to go away, to disappear, to be able to control it, to be able to fix it. And you know yourself how often you've tried to do that. And when it's not successful, it can make us irritable and angry, frustrated. Perfectly normal human reactions. But with this process, we're going to invite the pain in. We're just going to let the pain be whatever it needs to be. And if you're fearful that it's just going to get worse, whenever you feel yourself building up stress or anxiety, worry over this, the anchor point is always your breathing. Do your best to bring your attention back to your breathing. Ground yourself in your breathing. And so bring your awareness, that wise part of you, the wise self, bring your attention to your pain. Locate it in your body. Keep your breathing slow and deep. Try and keep your body as relaxed as you can. And zoom in on that pain. Observe it. Notice where it is. And like a curious scientist, you're observing it and you're going to make some notes. Where is it located? Does it feel like it's near the top of the skin or deep inside? Notice how wide it is, how deep it goes. And you may notice at first that when you first pay attention to it, it feels as if it gets worse or spreads out. But trust this process and allow it to do what it's going to do. Again, if it gets a bit overwhelming, just bring your attention back to your breathing. Breathing is always the anchor point. So notice that pain. You've located it. You're making some notes. You know where it is. And of course, those thoughts will come and go. Why am I doing this? This is stupid. I don't like doing this. Whatever sort of thought you get, just notice it. It's not going to work. I've lived with this pain forever. Whatever thought it is, just notice that thought. Let it go. Place it on that leaf on the stream. Watch it float away. See the cloud in the sky? That's one of those thoughts. Just let it float across the sky. You are the sky. Your thoughts are the clouds. Whatever thought you are having, let it come and go. And again, bring your attention back to the pain. You've located it. Now you're going to give it a shape. It could be an object. It could be such a solid, heavy pain that you give it the shape of a brick. may have sharp sides and rough edges and be very solid and dense and heavy. Give that pain a shape and notice where it's located. Or it could be blobby and sticky, no definite sides. Could be like a sponge or a rubber ball or a brick or a barbed wire fence. Just observe that pain and what shape would you give it? Just notice the shape. And give it a color. What color would this pain and the shape be? Black, red, purple, gray, what color would you give it? You're really noticing this pain, you're really observing it. And again, if it starts to get a bit overwhelming, bring your attention back to your breathing. The breath going in and the breath going out. And give this shape a texture. If it's brick, it's going to be solid and dense. If it's like barbed wire, it's going to be hard and sharp. If it's blobby, it's going to be soft and dense or sticky. It could be like pouring dark ink into water and it just disperses everywhere. And as you focus on this object, this pain, just see what it does. Does it go deeper? Does it go higher? Does it spread out? Does it get smaller? Does it rise up? Does it rise down? Let it do what it needs to do. And again, the anchor point is your breathing when it becomes too overwhelming. Just focus on that pain. Know that you're going to be okay. It's not going to get any bigger than you. It's just that we are really inviting it. We've turned to face the enemy in all its form and shape and color and texture. We are noticing it. We're not going to fight it. We're just aware, observing, noticing. Let those thoughts come and go. The anchor point is your breathing, the breath going in and the breath going out. Relax your body. And let's focus on a few more breaths. And this time we'll see if we can make the breath out a little bit longer than the breath in. When the breath out is a little bit longer than the breath in, it says to the body, we're safe, we're okay. We're safe. And so that breathing can go something like this. Breath in and out. 1, 2, 3, 4. 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 Let that pain do whatever it needs to do. we are aware of it, we're sitting or lying with it, let those thoughts come and go. Be the wise self who is simply observing this process. Remember breathing in and out. 1, 2, 3, 4. And when you're ready, bring yourself back to the now. Become aware of your surroundings. Start to connect back to the present moment. And that's our mindfulness for pain. Try and practice this every day. Thank you.